From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama says Americans don't have to take his word for it when it comes to the benefits of the health care overhaul bill he signed today. Rather, Mr. Obama says people will see for themselves the bill's benefits in their own lives and in their pocketbooks as it takes effect over the next decade.
When this exchange is up and running, millions of people will get tax breaks to help them afford coverage, which represents the largest middle-class tax cut for health care in history.
The president signed the health care bill at a ceremony at the East Room of the White House, attended by congressional Democrats who backed the legislation. Among other things, the health care measure will allow parents to keep their children on their health insurance till age 26 and expand coverage to 32 million uninsured Americans. Now that the president has signed the health care bill, the Senate can move forward on a package of fixes to the new law. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Republicans say they will try to alter that corrections bill.
The Senate is acting on a bundle of amendments that the House passed to fix some aspects of the new health care law that House Democrats wanted changed. But because this is a budget reconciliation bill that Senate Republicans cannot filibuster, it can only include budget-related items. It would increase by 1 million the number of people who get health insurance as a result of the law. But it also reduces the deficit even further. It does away with the so-called Cornhusker kickback, which would have exempted only Nebraska from paying new Medicaid expenses. And it covers a gap in the prescription drug benefit under Medicare. Republicans want to stop the measure since it also raises Medicare taxes on the wealthy and further cuts projected Medicare spending. They will try to amend the Fix-It bill or have parts of it ruled out of order. David Wellner, NPR News. The capital.
An earthquake ravaged Haiti. Time is running out to move tens of thousands of homeless people out of the most precarious settlement camps before the rainy season begins. NPR's Martin Costi has more from Port-au-Prince.
Hundreds of thousands of Haitians have been sleeping outdoors since the January 12th earthquake. But when the heavy rains start next month, some of those camps are sure to be flooded, or worse. The United Nations wants to move about 150,000 people out of the most vulnerable camps into less flood-prone areas. But that plan is waiting on the Haitian government, which so far has approved only one site, which would hold no more than 4,000 people. Haitians like Ali Blanc are frustrated with their government.
The government doesn't see the realities with what's happening here.
UN officials expect the Haitian government to okay more new campsites soon, but with the rainy season looming, they're calling this a race against time. Martin Costi, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Stocks move higher amid expectations of higher earnings from major companies. Giant cruise ship operator Carnival among those, raising its full-year profit forecast. The Dow was up more than 100 points today for a gain of nearly 1%. The Nasdaq closed up 19 points. You're listening to NPR. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was given a warm welcome by Congress today, though his reception at the White House at this hour is likely a bit cooler. Both House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Republican leader John Boehner greeted the Israeli Prime Minister and reaffirmed their support for Israel. Netanyahu's meeting with President Obama is closed to the press, but relations between the two countries have recently been strained over Israel's announcement during a recent Mideast visit by Vice President Joe Biden. It was expanding settlements in East Jerusalem. Nearly a third of all births in the U.S. were cesarean deliveries. That's according to the most recent data from the National Center for Health Statistics. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Cesarean steadily rose in the last decade after initial declines in the 1990s. In 1998, cesareans were at about a fifth of all deliveries. Since then, cesareans have increased each year. In 2007, they were 32% of all deliveries. The big increases following the year 2000 have been attributed to guidelines issued by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. The organization recommended that a surgical team be present at all vaginal births after a woman has previously given birth by cesarean. A federal panel has urged that they reassess the guidelines. Experts also link the increase in births to more older women having children and more multiple births. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
Defense Department officials say the military is moving closer to changing enforcement of the so-called Don't Ask, Don't Tell rule, which bans gays from serving openly in the military. Pentagon Press Secretary Jeff Morrell saying today the Defense Secretary Robert Gates will likely announce what he termed a way ahead by the end of this week. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.